Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to VPS, Value Per Second, where we discuss business, economics, and international policies. I'm your host, Shiv Patel, a first-year BBA student at Wolf Alloy University. Today's episode is titled Tariff Troubles, where we're breaking down the latest developments in trade sparked by President Trump's new tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. We'll walk through the timeline, examine some industry exemptions, hear from top trade advisors like Peter Navarro, and explore what these moves mean for North American commerce, all with solid sources from Politico, MarketWatch, AP News, etc. All right, let's kick things off with our timeline. So on February 27, the tariff announcement was confirmed. President Trump took his social media platform and reaffirmed that the 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports will begin on March 4th. In his post, he made it crystal clear there's no room for negotiation. We'll see what happens next, okay? By March 3rd, U.S. officials and market participants were busy making last-minute preparations. Financial markets grew volatile as traders anticipated the economic impact of these tariffs. On March 4th, tariffs got into effect. Then, at exactly 12:01 EST on March 4, the Trump administration officially imposed a 25% tariff on most Canadian imports, with a reduced 10% rate on energy products, marking the official start of this aggressive trade policy. That's going to be historical. I actually remember it. So on March 3rd, I was in my economics class at home. I was over Zoom, and we were talking about a bunch of economic stuff, you know, like the class. My professor Ken Jackson, he's trying to stay away from the current events because then he just goes on a ramble. and it's interesting, right? But then I'm like, hey, professor, the tariffs, they just got reconfirmed that they're actually going to come down at 12:01, and then he texted me back, right? He's like, hey Shiv, thank you for the update. I'm not even surprised. So that was crazy. Like, everybody anticipated this. Then on March 4, Canadian retaliation was announced. So almost immediately, our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, hit back. He condemned the U.S. move and announced that Canada would retaliate by imposing tariffs on roughly $30 billion worth of U.S. goods, with plans to extend these measures in 21 days. Then on March 5, fallout and political response. So on March 5, the new tariffs sent shockwaves to the markets. Widespread instability was reported as the business leaders warned of disrupted supply chains and rising consumer prices. Political figures on both sides lashed out, with intense criticism and heated exchanges dominating the news cycle. We'll talk more about that. There were some strong remarks by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. That was interesting to see. Then March 6, ongoing negotiations and uncertainty. By March 6, talks between U.S. and Canadian officials were in full swing. Negotiations continued amid high trade tensions, and there was growing uncertainty about what might come next. Now, before we move on, let's talk about a key twist in the story. The exemption on the automobile industry. The White House announced a pause for 30 days on the auto sector. All applicants certified under the USMCA, or how we Canadians call it, CUSMA, will qualify for an exemption. However, while the White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt mentioned that there could be exemptions for other industries as well, Vice President J.D. Vance later made it clear on national television that the only true way to avoid these tariffs is to manufacture the goods right there in the United States of America. Now, that's a significant point for U.S. manufacturers who might be considering their next move. Even the Canadian ones. So what I'm expecting right now is the investment's going to go down in the economy. Like, people are going to be like, okay, I don't want to invest anything right now. Like, I don't want to expand my capacity or whatever, even if the business is going good. Like, who knows? Like, if this thing keeps on for long time, there's going to be some serious long-term damage to the economy, and primarily just to us in Canada, right? Okay, moving on. Let's move on to segment two. So I was watching this interesting interview of Peter Navarro. So that's something that I want to share with y'all. So let's talk about that. So let's add some color to this unfolding saga, okay? In a recent televised interview, Peter Navarro, Trump's senior trade and manufacturing advisor, came on strong. Navarro took aim at Prime Minister Trudeau for what he described as casual and disrespectful remarks. He complained that Trudeau was referring to President Trump simply as Donald instead of using a proper title, and went so far as to call Trump's decisions very dumb. Well, I remember what he said. He said something along the lines of, President Trump is a really smart guy, but the decisions that he's making right now are very dumb. I don't know. That was kind of a shocker. So Navarro's comments underscore the heightened tension in this trade war. It's not just about tariffs. It's also personal. He insisted that if Canada wants to avoid these tariffs, they need to step up and move manufacturing to the United States. That's a clear message. No more excuses. At the same time, the speculation that Canada may delay the second and even more powerful round of tariffs that were hinted by the Trump administration. So, Canada, what we tried to do is we started with some like non-essential items. I don't know. Well, the first thing I noticed was all the American liquors gone from LCBO. But after that, like, you know, like the more key like trading components or products, we're going to put tariffs on them too. So we have delayed that because we got an exemption on the auto industry. And I know like Doug Ford, he just came back into the office. He must be so happy. You know, it's really good for the whole of Ontario, right? Because our economy, especially here in Ontario, is really, really dependent on the auto sector. So I don't know. We got some relief. So we're going to delay that. And that's how we're going to respond, I guess. The idea is that in response to the auto industry exemption and other measures, Canada might use its negotiating leverage to hold off on the next wave until it secures further concessions. It appears we're entering a phase where both sides are recalibrating their positions, and the coming weeks could see even more dramatic shifts. I mean, okay, here's what happened, right? President Trump, his entire narrative about the tariffs was he's putting them on because there's too much like drugs coming in there. Meth, coke, I don't know what he was talking about, like too much drugs, but like is negligible compared to Mexico. And then what J.D. Vance said, like Vice President J.D. Vance, this way, what he said was, okay, it's a small amount, but it's still not zero. The small amount is still killing American citizens. But and that's why they like imposed the tariffs. But now they say the only way to take off the tariffs is to move manufacturing to America. So there's a lot of mixed messaging here. We can like clearly like see they just want to, you know, as they say, make America great again. They just want to move the manufacturing. I don't think the drugs thing is really anything that they're even considering. That's just, how do I say it? That's just an excuse to put tariffs on America's best friend, Canada. Okay. Let's move on to part three in the episode, market impact, industry reactions, and fun insights. Let's take a closer look at what all these means for the economy. The immediate market reaction was stark. As soon as the tariffs went into effect, we saw a sharp drop in the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, erasing months of gains. U.S. businesses along the Canadian border, like lumber suppliers and auto part manufacturers, are already feeling the pinch as prices begin to climb. For example, one supplier in Michigan reported that their Canadian partners are adding 25% on every stud, and builders are warning of budget overruns. You can find more about this on apnews.com. Oh, by the way, everything that we covered, like from timeline to Peter Navarro, you can find everything on AP News and even like other news channels, because that was like, you know, national television. So you can take take a look in more depth if you're really interested. And here's a fun historical note, okay? Did you know that U.S. tariff rates haven't been this high since the 1940s? It's a throwback to a very different era of economic policy, and it's stirring up debates among economists about long-term consequences for trade and domestic production. We are just entering the new protectionist phase. But on the other hand, what other parts of the world are doing, like Europe, Asia, like they're making like more free trade deals. Like I just saw like the EU is making free trade deals with India. China's making free trade deals with like its neighbors. There's like a bunch of stuff going on. Then Mercosur, which is like the union of like the South American countries, they're in talks with making a free trade deal with the EU. So there's a bunch of free trade stuff going on. But like here's America, which supposedly is to be the superpower of the world, going into a new protectionist era. So we'll see how that unfolds. For now, though, all eyes are on the negotiation table, with the auto industry enjoying a 30-day pause, meaning manufacturers certified under USMCA can avoid tariffs. The real question is, can Canada and Mexico secure more favorable terms before the next potentially harsher round of tariffs hit? You can find more about this on politico.com. And more about like the financial market stuff on marketwatch.com. And this episode, we're doing something fun. We are doing a tariff trivia. That's so funny. All right. So, listeners, it's time for a little fun with tariff trivia. I'm going to ask you a few questions and you can answer them and understand how updated you are with the current events, right? Okay. Question one. What percentage tariff is being imposed on most Canadian imports? If you said 25, congratulations. That's right. And there's just one exception right now, which is a special reduced rate of 10% for Canadian energy products. The Albertans are very happy, I guess. Question number two. Which day did the tariffs officially go into effect in the United States? We just talked about it. Yeah, March 4, exactly at 12:01 a.m. EST. Last question. Tell me if it's true or false. Trump justified these tariffs by claiming they are necessary to curb the flow of fentanyl in the United States. We just talked about that one too. Well, I said coke and heroin, but you know, you get the idea. I'm not too good with the drugs. That's probably a good thing. And if you said yes, that's how the President Trump justified the tariffs, you're absolutely correct. Moving on to the last segment of the episode. As we wrap up today's show, let's ponder what comes next. The current trade war is just one chapter in a much larger story about the North American economic policy. We've seen bold moves, heated exchanges, and even personal jabs on the television. Oh my God, I mean, we're just not going to stop with it, right? Just calling the policies of President Trump dumb. That's so funny. Moving on. With the possibility that Canada may delay the next round of tariffs in response to the auto industry exemption, we could be looking at a period of intense negotiation and plenty of uncertainty. Uncertainty is today's mood, I guess. It'll probably show up on my Spotify. Will we see a compromise that benefits all parties, or are we on the brink of an escalating trade war that could reshape the economic landscape for years to come? Only time will tell. One thing is certain, these developments have injected significant volatility into global markets, and they serve as a stark reminder of how interconnected our economies truly are. I mean, if there's going to be damage, there's going to be damage on all sides. That's all for today. Tariff trouble. If walked through the timeline from Trump's February 27 announcement to the March 6 negotiations and highlighted key exemption for the automobile industry, along with Peter Navarro's fiery remarks about Prime Minister Trudeau. Our information tonight comes from reputable sources like Politico, MarketWatch, AP News, so you can go check it out. And thank you for tuning in, everyone. Remember, in the world of trade wars, the stakes are high and the drama is real. No offense to the Kardashians, but I'm your host, Shiv Patel. Stay informed, stay curious, and join us next time for the more insights in the evolving world of international trade. You all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.